now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. How's everybody in the building? And Blends 2 feeling on Monday?
Good.
Hey. Right. Yeah. So, today, the object of the day was supposed to be what we're going to do is rank all of Atlanta's greatest athletes. And we'll probably still do that, but that's going to probably be for the second segment of the conversation. After all y'all get good and have a few drinks in you, and we can go to arguing about who's better than who.
I like it.
But, so, personally, I'm just going to put my personal feelings out there. This past week, it's been like a roller coaster. Like, we just talked about Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman got out of here. We got
a couple. Hey,
man. And then the news broke that the Atlanta Falcons were in the running for getting Deshaun Watson. And then being in the running, I was like, all right, well, bet. Because, you never, as an Atlanta Falcon fan, you never see this happen. You never see us in the running for a big move ever. Like, you never see it. So it was all positive for me. It was like, okay, bet. Well, this showing me that Terry Fontenot is really going for it. You know what I'm saying? He's really swinging for the fences. He's really trying to make something happen as opposed to just treading water like the rest of the old regime would do. But then you don't get him. And you don't get Deshaun Watson, and everybody's looking around like, damn, we didn't get Deshaun Watson. Why didn't we get Deshaun Watson? And I heard so many people say, oh, man, it's messed up. Deshaun Watson chose Cleveland over Atlanta. And I was like, no. Deshaun Watson chose $230 million guaranteed over Atlanta because we can't do that. We ain't got that money. We ain't got that bread. And it's all guaranteed? Nah, dog. I'll live in Cleveland if you finna give me $46 million a year for the next 5-6 years, and I'll be perfectly happy. Well, so even beyond that, though, we had sort of the jilted lover situation in terms of Matt Ryan. I equated this to, like, if you're a married man, you can't be a married man, have your wife sitting beside you, and you be all in the next chick, you're like, yeah, baby, I'll give you the world. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take you out, and I'm going to show you things. I'm going to do some all that stuff and just be talking good in the ear, and your wife see you. You're in plain sight. You ain't hiding. You ain't around the corner. You ain't keeping it on the low. You're right there. Your wife is right beside you. She sees what the hell your dumb ass is doing. And then she sees you get rejected by this chick that you just promised the world to. You're going to show her things. Take her out on the to the French Riviera, and you're going to go out here, and we're going to go to Dubai, we're going to ball, baby. Me and you don't mind this other bitch over here on my right side. I get rid of her once I got you. And then you get rejected. She walk away with some other dude, some dude in the Maybach. And then you turn back to your wife, like, yeah, baby, so what we doing tomorrow? Kick rocks, nigga, what you mean? What we doing tomorrow? We ain't doing shit. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I done watched this whole fiasco take place, and you basically showed me that at any given moment, you willing to upgrade. I want to go where I want to be, where I'm wanted. I want to go where I am wanted. And that's what happened. That's what I equated Matt Ryan to. So Matt Ryan, and before I even get in on Matt Ryan, I want to start here because this is why you come to the Commissioner's Conversation live at Blends 2. That's 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. Hey, 2 drink minimums out there, too. Just want to let you know. 2 drink minimum. We ain't counting that water you got over there either, Unique. We ain't counting. But this is why you come to Blends 2, because what happened, if you were here 2 weeks ago, the man to my right just sat here and said, man, I can't wait for Matt Ryan to be traded and you Atlanta Falcons fans get a sorry quarterback, and then you'll appreciate what you had in Matt Ryan.
Facts.
And I looked at him because I knew he was right. But I told him, I said, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't do that to me, man.
Hey, hey, man. Hey.
And he put it in the universe, and damn if it ain't happened.
It was already in the universe. That's why I felt it. But it's, man, it was coming. It was coming. I mean, like I said, like, Gordon, I've known you forever, brother. And I say brother genuinely, but, man, I've been waiting on this day. I've been waiting on the day the Falcon fan got the, man, next year is going to be full of joy for me, I promise you.
And what I've been seeing is everybody, there's been
every
mixed reviews.
Every Sunday, I can't wait to Mariota get in this mode. I can't wait.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait.
So it's a lot of hate in the room right now. I feel it.
So,
you know.
So it's not hate, Commish. It's facts.
I just can't wait. Like, Atlanta fans are some of the worst fans.
The worst.
Period.
Hold on. I can go down my.
Hold on. I want to know why. Why?
Because you. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people in this city. I grew here. We have a lot of fans in this city that don't know shit, but think they know everything.
Facts.
And are just totally unrealistic when it comes to sports.
Facts.
Oh, man, you ain't won no chip. How many people done won the last 10 years?
Right. I get you.
Yeah, but three. Brady won six of them. Shit.
Facts yeah. Again.
Like you ain't going to win a bunch of them. You're not. You got the one. Your OC blew it. Oh, well.
Facts.
So you know how many teams ain't never made the motherfucker? When was the last time the Jets was in the Super Bowl?
Trust me.
60-something?
Yeah, Joe Namath.
It won but 12 teams in the league.
So, but in the defense of Atlanta fans, we get a bad rep because we kind of, they say we front run or we.
You
know,
kind of, you definitely front run.
Okay. So
you look up front run and that chance say location in Atlanta, Georgia.
But, say what?
So what I was going to say was, and I'm from Atlanta, born and raised, but what I see is, because I even had this conversation because he know, family. Our family, diehard Atlanta, whatever. And so my mom was a diehard Falcons fan, and I was so elated when I saw he was getting traded because from years ago, sorry, Matt Ryan. That's all you hear, sorry, Matt Ryan. And I was trying to explain to her, like Gav was saying, when you know, understand football, Matt Ryan may be part of the problem, but he's not all the problem. Y'all got so many other issues.
Matt Ryan wasn't the problem.
Right. So y'all got.
He wasn't the problem.
Right. So what I'm saying is, but when you talk to everybody, I go to my Facebook right now and put on one of those things. Everybody's talking about, oh, I'm glad Matt Ryan, they putting cheer signs.
What I want you to do, all them folks that's to my, we're glad we got rid of Matt Ryan, what I want you to do is go pull up the Atlanta Falcons schedule for next season.
It's going to be terrible.
That shit is full of damn Chargers. They just got deep. It's Pittsburgh.
That's an L.
It's the Rams.
That's another L.
See what I'm saying? We it's going to be brutal, dog. It's going to be brutal. So we are the essence of rebuilding. And
oh, big time.
And it doesn't – I don't feel good as a Atlanta Falcons at this moment.
That's what I said, bro. I know – I didn't really want to wish it on you. It's kind of a friendly vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just happen to get hit with this. I'm sorry.
Like,
and it wasn't personal, trust me. But
I agree with Gabe. It wasn't personal.
Man, it's not personal, but more. But, Atlanta fans are bland. Unrealistic expectations. You ain't never won nothing. Well, man, you got all the expectations.
I think the biggest thing for Atlanta fans have been, we want the name. We want the star. We don't. And it's not necessarily the wins, because it's the same dudes that you're talking about, these same dudes still champion Mike Vick.
Big. And
this is true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the flash. It ain't necessarily the championship.
That goes back to my original statement of don't really know football.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, and you know me to the point where even before the whole dog fighting scandal came out, I was on like, bro, this dude got to do something. Like, he has to improve in some form, fashion of the game. You can't just go out here and be like, the first read that I see ain't open, so I'm just going to take off.
But, gee, here's the thing. He even came out and said, when I was in Atlanta, I wasn't studying.
I know, but
what I'm saying is, based on what you're saying, you ask anybody from Atlanta. Oh, it was Vic. I had to come again with my mom. I'm like, Mama, y'all, Vic has never been to a Super Bowl. He went one time. No, he didn't. That was Chris Chandler was the quarterback in 98.
The best thing Mike Vic did was beat Green Bay in Green Bay.
It was exciting.
Right. In the frozen tundra. That was it.
It was exciting. That's all it was.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then after that, every other season was downhill.
Thank you.
And he didn't have a great season that season. He just had the great game.
So, I didn't.
Better run with Philly.
Right. Well, that's because he got serious about his craft and he realized he's no longer as fast as he used to be. And the coach required him to read the damn playbook. Like, I knew it was over for the Falcons when we had Jim Mora. we had an event.
Hey, Jim Mora Jr.
I think he said he didn't want to be called Jr., but whatever. We had that bastard. We had Jim Mora.
Watch what's going to happen.
And there was an event going on. I can't remember what it was, like some kind of parade. It was some, you know, where the fans come out and to see, come check out the Atlanta Falcons. It might have been like Atlantic Station or something. We get there. And I'm working with a radio station at the time, and we all hanging out. And the players are pulling up. You got, you know, Algie pulling up in the little Mercedes, and you got, all, you know, all the players pulling up. And D'Angelo Hall. Yeah, D'Angelo Hall. Pulling up in his brand new Lamborghini. And you can clearly see that whoever the passenger is, his TV's going, and they playing like Madden on the motherfucker. The Lamborghini door opens up, and it's your head coach riding with the player playing John Madden with your cornerback. I said, man, these niggas gonna suck. And you were way I can listen to you, bro.
You were correct.
There's no way. If you oohing and aahing over my damn Lamborghini, hey, you can't tell me nothing in practice.
Hey.
It's just like the same time I saw Larry Drew drunk in the club, and all the Hawks basketball players in the club with him. They walking past him like old drunk ass Drew. Like, damn, you can't get the respect from your players once you are put into a position where you appear to be envious and oohing and aahing and googling over them. There's no way possible that you can come to work on Monday and be like, hey, y'all motherfuckers got to tighten up. Y'all got to run these sprints. I don't respect you at that point in time. You're not even my peer. Because my peer wouldn't even be amazed at this because they'd have it.
I see.
So, I say that to say, Mike Vick didn't respect Jim Mora. <You know? laughs> So, when the plays were coming through, and they sending them the playbook and the DVD player. I remember when they had the show, and they were talking. I think I was that same episode, Matt. Yep. And they were talking. And Jim Mora Jr. said, when I was giving you all these DVDs, yep, I could have put $1 million check in the DVD. DVD case, and you'd never know. He said, I never would have got it.
Yep.
You didn't even open the damn case. So, speaking but volumes. With that being said.
You remember Jim Mora Sr. said?
Besides playoffs.
He told him, Michael Vick gonna get my son in fire.
He did say that.
Michael Vick gonna get my son in fire.
But, yeah, so once again, to tie it all in, I will also love to see how some of the people when rank Michael Vick in terms of greatest Atlanta athlete. And I'll add that criteria in a little later when we get there. But I'd like to kind of get this ball rolling, this discussion started in terms of talking about, A, the move for Matt Ryan. Like, so everybody know I'm petty ready. I'm ready to be petty on anybody. I tell anybody I saw a billboard, like I told you, I saw a billboard the other day, and it said, Julio Jones, thanks for the memories. And I was like, what memories? Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about Julio Jones. You ask for a raise every other year. You make one dynamic catch, and then you sit the rest of the whole drive out, and then you sit out the whole next game and tell me it's your foot or it's your back or it's your knee or whatever it was going to be. And so, yeah, while you look at the stats, yeah, you might have played 12 games, 13 games, but you didn't play. You know what I'm saying? You didn't play. So, fuck Julio. Man, bring his ass.
That's them same people I just said earlier. Don't know nothing about football.
Man, he just got cut by the Tennessee Titans, dog. Man. Yes, cut, not traded, none of that. They said you.
He going to Tampa Bay.
We better off without you. I've heard that.
He going to Tampa Bay.
Tom Brady experience that shit that we've been experiencing, where he make a great catch and then he act like he don't want to damn play the rest of the game.
Tom ain't gonna have that shit. And now he just tweeted, said, he said, Indianapolis, let's finish what the Falcons started.
That's what Julio said?
Yeah, he just tweeted that, yeah. He want to go to the coach now.
Man.
He
want to go to the coach. But he was trashing Matt Ryan.
But see, you sound like Matt Ryan. A Falcon fan. That's how they do that. You know, you hot with Julio now. You know
what I'm saying? But I'm going to circle it back. Yeah. I was hot with Julio for the simple fact that we treated him like family. We brought, just like Atlanta, we bring you in, we put our arms around you. I've heard various rumors about the man. I've heard all kind of stuff about Julio Jones. And I've never, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I disregard that. But then you just demand your way out? When the owner says Julio is going to be a Falcon for life, you walk behind him and say, yeah, trade me, man. Matt got a noodle arm. I don't want to be here.
Matt got a noodle arm.
He do. But don't list that as the reason why. Matt also is the reason why
he didn't want to take no of that money, and he was out by then. Because before he started talking shit about Matt, he was defending Matt. He was defending Matt. My quarterback ain't the problem.
He was crying.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Interview after interview.
But don't come back and tell me that Matt got a back, you know, noodle arm.
That's
and
I'm trying to get my way up out of here.
You can do that without saying.
Yeah,
I want to get out of here. You ain't got to throw everybody under the bus as you leave.
Man, like, let's be for real. Like, when do people really make great decisions? I mean, in today's world, how many times you see people really act with total professionalism and do things the right way.
Matt Ryan.
I say how many times?
Yeah.
Often than not, they're going to be on the BS.
That's why you should have kept him.
But that is ultimately bringing me back to what I'm saying is Julio went out the sucker's way. And that's why I'm like, fuck Julio. And I can't say that. But like I said, I'm petty ready. You know, I'm always ready to be like, man, you ain't on my squad. Fuck you. You kick rocks. Whatever it is. I don't wish you any good luck. You know how folks be like, let him go win over there and win a championship. Nah, damn that. I want you to go over there and stank your ass off. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have that for Matt. I don't wish him good luck. I don't want him to win a championship. But I'm not like fuck Matt Ryan at this point. Because of how he handled the situation. And because how he handled the entire situation while he was in Atlanta. Like, he could have been a greedy bastard and demanded his $7 million roster bonus that he was promised. But he delayed it and moved it and allowed us to trade him.
Did he supposed to get some money tomorrow?
Yeah, that was the
$7
million.
$7 million, yeah.
But he actually was supposed to get that money Friday.
Yeah, he moved.
And he moved the money. He moved the money. He allowed the team to move the money because he know they were working on some stuff. So that's why I'm not totally like, you know what I'm saying, one of these idiots like, man, it's about time, man. About time we got rid of Matt Ryan.
But you know what, though? I don't even think that was fun, though. I don't think that was the coach. I think that was all Arthur Blank, be honest with you. Because Deshaun called Blank and was like, I want to play for Atlanta. You know what I mean? But we weren't finna give up no $230 million and three.
Not you
man,
would.
They
you
gave
can't.
Up.
You can't.
We can't. But can't. They, I mean, they gave even, up three, what, three first-round picks.
Even outside of the, what's name? Just at the end of the day, Atlanta just didn't make no damn sense.
Well, it was a sentimental choice.
I mean, it's
not sentimental when you can't come close to me on money and nowhere near
me. Yeah, I'd cut that shit off.
You can't get me close in nothing. You can't get me. You have the receiving core ain't the same. You're not close on the running game. You're not close on the defense. You're not close on the O-line. You're not close on the coaching staff. Your coaching staff not proven at all. Why would I even consider you?
Well,
I agree.
Like you said, it was more sentimental value.
I got the last. I want all the money.
But, nah, you had Jarvis Landry and A.J. Green wanting to come here. He would have
Unless somebody else came and said, yeah, we got bigger money for y'all.
I'm not a fan of that, honestly. Like, you telling me I got Jarvis Landry, who
What's his name?
Lamide Zaccheaus. Yeah. I'm better than Lamide Zaccheaus.
Chris Sharp, whatever. Like, you can't even. Fred Darby. Man, Ridley, he got head problems, man.
We can't get rid of Calvin Ridley if we wanted to. Shit. Who's taking him?
He can't be traded right now, no way.
No, I'm saying we can't get rid of him if he wanted to.
We can't. He's suspended.
Well, what the league wound up doing, though, is his $11 million doesn't count against the cap.
Which helps.
So they suspended him for the entire season, but the $11 million don't count. We don't take that hit. So it's almost like we just don't have a receiver, which ultimately we don't have a receiver. We down to like two receivers.
But you know, it's like even when Fontenot and the coach got here, they never really committed to Matt Ryan.
Well, it's not your guy. Right. And I get that with most regimes, you want to come in and you want to put your stamp on the team. You want to come in and put your fingerprint and say, this is the type of team that I'm running. If you saw what type of team Arthur Smith was running when he was over there at Tennessee and he was the offensive coordinator. And I was skeptical on the hire at that particular time because I was like, unless he's bringing Derrick Henry with him, shit, like, what are we going to do?
But, nah, I like him. I think it was a good move. But he even said that.
He's proven to be a good coach.
He said, we don't have a Derrick Henry, so we're going to have a playbook according to the talents based off the talents of the team that I'm coaching and I'm not finna bring Tennessee playbook. You get what I'm saying? And when I heard that, I was just like, all right, so he got some brains. You know what I'm saying? You know good and well because Dan Quinn had them four running that cover three, and they should have been the man-to-man defense.
Well, that's – the best coaches that you will always see are willing to adjust to their players. If you don't have the guys to fit in this system, then you can work a system around it. A lot of these coaches and a lot of these retreads, which is why I get so pissed off a lot of times, that they just hire the same guy that you just fired, and they get these same coaches get 5 and 6 opportunities, and they come in and they just know a system. And they don't know how to work. They don't know how to work around the player. So that's why a player is great one day, and the coach come in, and implement his system, and then he's terrible.
Yeah, but it's a little deeper because some coaches, that's what make good coaches.
Right.
Some coaches can't coach everything. Some coaches, that's why you have people that, like Dan Quinn is known for cover three. You know why? He don't call man? He don't know that shit. He don't know that. Right. He don't. That ain't in his playbook. You go look his shit up. That's not his. His expertise. He don't know. That's not what he good at. That's not his stronghold. So he don't run that.
Commissioner Gordon.
But I gotta contain myself because DJ Unique be having the whole place jamming and we having a good time in here. But it brings me to the second segment of that good time. And while we're here, what we decided we were going to do, we're going to talk about the greatest athletes to wear an Atlanta jersey. And I want to put a couple of stipulations on this because I wanted to have some ground rules. It couldn't be no shit like where you had Rasheed Wallace. He was here for a day. You know what I'm saying? Got traded. That, Dr. J did the same thing. He was here. He didn't really wear the jersey. He got warm-ups, all that stuff. I don't want to have, like, random fools throwing out last week, like Lemon Pepper Lou. I don't want to have – he doesn't have an Atlanta moment other than the fact that he bought some damn wings during the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a real established.
That's important, though.
Important to who?
They lost.
important to who?
The peanut gap, the knuckleheads like me, because we want to see, like, foolishness at some point associated with all of my entertainment.
But I'm not going to put him as a top 5, top 10 Atlanta great.
I can go for that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Not for our, like, performance.
So, That's what I want to do.
But moments, I mean, I know Magic made so much money with all that shit.
Oh yeah, showing up. But we'll have that conversation coming up. We'll do that, you know, later on. Top five, no, top five, top 10, top 20. We'll rank Atlanta sports moments, and it could be anything.
It's on every sports show.
Bro. It could be everything from that broke my heart, where it was 28-3. It could be Sid slid. It could be, you know what I'm saying? It could be anything under the sun. We have top.
Sid slid.
It could be, you like how I just pulled that out there. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything under the sun that you can think of.
He was trying his best, D-Rock. He was trying his best.
So, but to go in right now, the greatest athletes to wear an Atlanta jersey. Like, we have our obvious guys. You know what I'm saying?
Who the obvious guy?
I'm going to throw out just a few of them. Going to go out like Hank Aaron.
Give me five obvious.
Aaron, Deion Sanders.
Facts.
Mike Vick.
Facts.
Okay.
Dominique Wilkins.
Facts.
Okay.
Evander Holyfield.
Facts.
Okay.
He ain't wear the jersey, though. He
well, I mean, he rep for it. I mean, you can't wear a damn jersey in your boxing.
He actually represents America.
Now, he represents Atlanta, now. He represents, hey. You know what I'm saying? So.
He's an American fighter.
That man said he was coming home to the dome, and he was fighting in the dome. He packed. He put more asses
Tyson
in the seats.
It wasn't like Atlanta versus New York.
I don't know I can't remember who he fought, but so Evander Holyfield represents Atlanta. So you're saying Evander Holyfield does not represent Atlanta in your opinion?
I'm just saying, you said to ever wear an Atlanta jersey.
But you know what the hell I meant. Hit me with these technicalities.
We getting it right.
You see what I'm saying? Hit me with the technicalities.
Bro, it's the internet. You think these niggas ain't going to nitpick the list? But you got to goddamn.
The man boxed. You find me a boxer that wore a damn jersey, then we can have this conversation.
Of course he's from Atlanta.
You find me a boxer that wore a jersey, then we had this conversation.
That was my point. You know, I ain't gonna flip my shit on me. That's what I was saying.
I'm saying, well, the greatest athlete that represented Atlanta professionally. How about that?
See?
That's
a whole other list. Say it ain't.
All right.
So, once again, I threw out the list. Mike Vick, Dominique Wilkins, Hank Aaron, Evander Holyfield. So, who is the greatest?
Quick question.
Yes.
Are we stopping? Are we really going to stop at five?
No.
Right.
Those are like.
No.
I mean, everybody get their top five, all right?
Well, I want to rank them. I want to get like a close to a consensus rank.
Like one to 10 or whatever.
Whenever we get down. If we go to 25, we can scrape 25 out this motherfucking bowl.
Oh, we definitely can. So.
Hey, man. Don't be shitting on that. Like that.
Man, we can't, bro. Like.
So you mean to tell me?
So who's the best?
You
can't say who's the best.
So who? Who? Chris, in your opinion, I want to start with you. Who, in your opinion, who is the greatest Atlanta athlete?
Prime time.
That. Anybody disputing?
That's consistent. I believe. I feel like they can fight me. They don't believe so.
I'm trying to tell you.
Say what? Well, they can fight me if they don't believe so.
Right. Me too.
I'm talking about.
It's
got
no
Deion.
No,
I got Prime at one.
Yeah, Prime at one.
And two.
So what is Hank Aaron? Hank Aaron is the home run king. Hank Aaron ain't number two.
I give him that. I'm just talking
shit.
Hank
two,
I can get Hank two easy.
Hank two.
All right.
We got Hank at two. Yes, sir.
I don't know. Threats and everything. Yeah. So.
Long enough.
He played baseball and football. Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. I just saw a picture a minute ago, and they had the whole where Atlanta Fulton County Stadium was. There was a 60-foot radius where he had an interception, and where he stole a base. Same year. Like a 60-foot radius where he had a pick. You stole the base, same year. So I think that qualifies you when you talk about moments, when you talk about things you've done for the city.
Right.
Number three, I mean.
Neat.
I can rock with Neat. And I was out.
Hold on, who's number two?
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Home run king, man.
I'm trying to.
Home run king, man. All
right.
That man had white folks writing him saying, nigga, you better not hit that ball.
I'm telling you, but hey, you see how he bowled that crocker when he hit
the
home run? He
bowled that crocker.
Hey, that man hit a home run, and they told him before the game it was a sniper on the roof. And after he hit the home run, he's circling bases. What happens? White folks start running out into the field. He could have very easily started swinging on all them motherfuckers.
He bowled one.
And would have been in well within his rights.
Right. They the least.
Well, hey, you see that screen right there? That'd have been Hank Aaron's goddamn lit.
But if you receive a death threat before the game, you hit a home run, and as you round in third, three white dudes
it
come running out.
It makes sense, but we talking about in the 70s in America, he was a
you know what I'm saying?
Rat.
So.
Yeah, this sidebar, you know, black folks just so traumatized. we been through so much stuff, y'all got to bear with us.
Hey, Gordon, I got a question.
What's up?
He's not going to make no list, though.
He's not going to make no list. We love Spud Webb. I ain't going to lie. We love Spud Webb.
He's not going to make no list.
Spud Webb.
He's not going to make no list, though.
You got you got to average at least a double-double.
Oh, shit.
Nah, at least 10 points.
Yeah, Spud ain't going to make it. He ain't going to make top 20 in Atlanta. At least.
Spud. He's gonna make the moments.
He gonna make.
Yeah,
the
he'll
moments.
Make the moments.
He'll make the moments.
There you go. There you right. go. Good call, guys.
But he got.
He'll make the moment, not the players of all time. Ooh.
Spud got three moments.
Once again, number three. Are we going Dominique?
I'll say Neat.
Neat. Dominique. All right. Three.
Wait a minute. I don't put Neat before Vic.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
Well, you got to put Neat before Vic, bro.
You got to put Neat way before Vic.
I want to hear your reason. Give me your reason. You got to make your argument, no?
I love Dominique to death.
Clearly not.
Right.
You know I got to cop my plea. But, we never seen nothing like
Vic. But it wasn't winning.
There wasn't.
Nothing in this conversation
At least they were going to the playoffs. Neat had a winning record every year.
And the highlight, the human highlight. He was a highlight every year.
But they wasn't winning.
4-12. Michael Vick, 4-12. Trash.
They went to the thing.
They went to the playoffs?
Yeah,
right.
The show.
They didn't go to the Super Bowl with Mike Vick.
Never.
They didn't go to the Super Bowl with Mike
Vick. See, you growing up listening to you.
No. Well.
They didn't go to the Super Bowl with Mike Vick. Nah.
The human highlight.
They went just as far as Dominique.
The human highlight.
What
the highlight factory. That's all you got to say.
He went to the
conference final.
Yeah,
whoop de whoop.
Well, shit, it was conspiracy, man.
Terry, what's the dude who killed them folks?
He ain't gonna beat Bird and Mike. God damn.
Right.
And Isaiah.
Isaiah.
All I'm saying is, as far as
Fred Tocco
ability,
that's why.
Effect.
Right.
Impact on the town.
I'm with you. I'm listening to you,
I can't really say
moments.
Dominique.
Dominique had to sit on fire.
I lived through both of these areas.
Dominique had to sit on fire.
I was looking.
We were some young
the
dudes.
I'm there. I was in there.
We were young when he
okay.
though.
Yeah.
Vic was.
I'm from the.
Yeah, but see.
I was in there.
But see, when Vic came around, you were going down there by yourself. So it's a little different for you.
Right.
Your mama had to take you to the army.
Right.
You went to sleep as soon as you got in the car. You don't remember?
We badass SWAT kid. Boy, I'm from Campbellton. We get on the bus by ourselves, 83 counts, to go straight to the train station. Mama.
Here's the common factor right here. We talking about Neek and Vic, but you got to understand, we're talking about Dominique, who was second in scoring every year behind Jordan.
Vic ain't never been.
What type of accolade is that?
What you mean? I'm almost the best at something. Vic was the best at nothing that pertained to quarterbacks.
Nothing.
The only thing Vic did
was y'all can't deny.
So to tie it up, though. Hold on, Leroy. To tie it up.
Y'all can't deny Vic like that.
We're not denying him. But to tie it up, Vic, I understand. That, hold on. I understand your impact on the game. Yeah. Your impact on the city. Mike Vic is basically the revolutionized quarterback, is what you're saying. If he revolutionized quarterback, and had the city on fire here in rap and videos.
I got an extra soft spot for Vic because they railroaded my boy with this.
They didn't railroad that man with fighting dogs.
Fuck that. With their prison and
they didn't railroad.
And the dogs.
I'm going to always say
that to the day I.
Railroaded
Vic.
He didn't get railroaded. His cousin told. Number three, who's had a bigger impact on the city? Do we Dominique Wilkins or Mike Vic?
Vic.
But wasn't all that part of the impact?
I'm saying, let me go through.
Vic got
your vote. Vic got your vote.
Vic got the biggest impact. I give him that.
On the city?
Yeah, on the city.
Impact for sports. Man, Vic was the Allen Iverson.
So if you say sports,
was y'all here?
If you're saying sports, I give you Vic.
You was here when Neek was here too.
I was here.
So you remember?
But my whole thing is too. Remember, how devastated was the city when Neek got traded?
For Danny Manning.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That shit made me throw up every time I think of that. So you're making the point. I was tremendously upset.
Right.
But what I'm saying
that was the impact, too.
Right.
That was the impact.
Yes, I was Neek depressed, goddamn. but what I'm saying is, I really got him damn near neck and neck, but I kind of give an edge to Vic just because of how he impacted the town, man.
But once again, we can't.
On another level.
Being just a couple years older, I would argue that Dominique had the city on the same wavelength. Because Dominique was outside and he was partying with our aunts and cousins and uncles, all the other.
He had a club. Only individual player in the East giving Jordan some pushback because Jordan was embarrassing every two guard on this whole conference.
He had a condo in
Camelot. He had a condo in Camelot.
So definitely a soft spot for him. But the bigger thing is, Vic came in a time where the internet was prevalent. There was no internet for Dominique's reign.
And it was all word of mouth.
There's no internet. There was no. Where's no? You couldn't Google Dominique Wilkins.
That's why I go with Knee.
You called it at 9 o'clock or you missed his ass.
Right.
Yeah. You have to go with Knee. When you look at that, it proves the point. It's harder to be on fire. And Dominique had no extra push.
Go to my phone and see it. That's what he's saying.
There wasn't no Instagram to see no clips from Dominique.
Again, the human highlight was no Facebook. And the highlight factory.
It was all you had to catch the game, and it's still close. If it's even close, and I had no push behind me, that's like an artist having no backing.
No backing from the label.
And I sell the same amount as you, and you got Def Jam.
A Def Jam behind facts.
Come on. Facts. I did better than you.
I respect that. Facts. That's why I need three, man.
So hold on. Let's do it like this. Even back there, Rush. Even back there, I want on everybody here. Hold on. We're gonna do the vote. We're gonna raise your hand. If you believe Dominique Wilkins had a higher impact than Mike Vick in the city, in the game, or it deserves to be number three on the list, raise your hand.
It's got to be Neek, boy.
You going with Vic?
Put your hand down
if you're going with Vic. Everybody for Dominique.
Dominique.
But see, it ain't.
Hold on. Everybody, you done made your case now.
Right.
Everybody who's
My
going
case
for Vic.
Was they neck and neck.
Really. Everybody for Vic. Y'all got two for Vic.
I can't put one over the other. They like the same. Damn.
So the consent, with the majority says
Dominique.
Neek.
Now, I will go say this. Clearly, Mike Vick is number four.
Clearly, without question.
Oh yeah.
Clearly, Mike Vick number four. Okay.
All right, y'all say me.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
I'm just
Now, here we go.
Y'all know Dominique ain't playing no defense, though.
Well, hell, the half lead don't play no defense. Hell,
that was a different era, though.
I don't care about that.
You think Isaiah Thomas was locking niggas down?
Isaiah Thomas, you think Magic Johnson was locking niggas down? Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars did play defense.
No, Joe Dumars was playing defense.
Right, right, right.
Isaiah didn't play.
Isaiah led the league still.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
How many defensive teams?
Can't lead the league and still not playing no defense.
I'm just saying, half the league don't play defense though. That's all I'm saying. Like,
we're not arguing, you talking about today, we're talking about back then.
Nah, you had to play D back then.
They had defenders back then. You had your scores. You had more role players.
You had your guys just to play defense.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Those are no more.
That's right, exactly. Like, nobody picked up Charles Oakley to score the basket.
Right.
Exactly. But if you had a scorer on your squad,
you put Oak on.
You need Oak on your team. Because you don't want your score. You don't. This man, if he's going to put 32 points on the board, I don't need him expending his energy on the defensive end.
Nah, man. See, that's the part that these GOATs are really baby GOAT. They kids, man, because – if you can't dominate both sides of the ball, you ain't finna tell me about, because I know the effort that it takes, the preparation that
it takes.
You
want defensive player of your ass?
To be a dog on both sides of the goddamn ball.
Gave it to him or however you want to argue.
I mean, if you win,
I'm not letting niggas get away with all that super fire offense. And a nigga
Hold on. So now, we got Vic at five. I understand
four,
you do
not agree.
I understand you don't agree.
Alright, so who next?
Is Holyfield five or who else we throwing out though?
Tom Gravin. I'm joking.
Keep it a book. I got Holyfield before both of them two niggas. He number three.
So hold on, I want to refer to Chris because Chris told me he came with a list. I want to hear your list.
A boxer.
Real quick. I want to hear your list.
My list though, for real. My list is Hank Aaron, Dominique. Primetime, Dominique, Holyfield, and Chipper.
Chipper Jones is another. Chipper? I got Chipper Jones is another one.
Chipper got a ring.
Chipper
got to
be five.
He played 20 years and he got a ring.
Chipper
got
to be five.
He got to be.
He over Holyfield.
He the best brave.
Of course. We talking about the best brave.
You talking about the guy that's a gold medalist.
Yep. I hear you.
Gold medalist. Yeah. You talking about the guy that's been a champion in like four different divisions.
Okay.
At least two.
Nigga beat his
head
off. He still won.
If you ask anybody around the city, Chipper or Holyfield,
Once you pass Pittsburgh, they gonna say, "Chipper." Once you pass Pittsburgh, for real, they gonna say Chipper. They don't know who Chipper is. Trust me, they don't know who Chipper is. I just say black boy right now. I got T-School, bro.
I do too.
You go to the West now. I know you do, bro. Okay.
Context.
Thank you.
Right.
No.
Hell
no.
Not over Chipper.
But what I'm saying is, our young guys don't watch. Like, Atlanta is a youthful city. Our young boys, they don't know who these white baseball players are at all.
You'll be amazed.
Everybody knows that's a problem with baseball.
Yeah, everybody knows.
I coach baseball, so you'll be amazed.
I mean, they just want to get out of class and play. I'll
be amazed.
Your typical average black boy. Everybody know it.
They playing because you got it. It's available.
Yeah, that's gonna be. That's a.
But
that's
how many guys gonna... you got to teach how to throw? Because they ain't played. They ain't coming up. They ain't playing. You got to. You grade level in middle school. You ground level. These boys don't know how to put the glove on all this.
I got Evander before.
I would have Evander over Chipper. It's my personal vote.
Evander got a lot too many accolades. We really sleeping on Evander's accolades.
So Savannah, once again, if we're gonna do it the same way,
hey, look, no, look,
so are y'all trying to have people respect this list?
Nah, I'm saying, look,
no, no. So we gonna have to get this shit together.
Hey, no, check this. You said our personal list now. You saying you gonna make a list that you don't say everybody vote on?
Right.
I just put Chipper there because he'll.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with your list.
Chipper is accomplished than a motherfucker.
I have Chipper in my list of names that I wanted to throw out there because I wanted to get different perspectives.
Right.
Because I knew everybody was gonna have a different opinion. Everybody grew up different. You could be in the same city on the same street, and have a different opinion about how you believe someone represents Atlanta.
Because I guarantee you go to the state of Georgia, they gonna say Chipper.
Well, state of Georgia, of course.
Facts.
Of course.
Depending on where in the state.
Nah. Outside 285, they gonna say
Chipper. It's the only part that count, brother. Miss me with this.
I mean, hey.
So, just to recap.
We didn't get no parameters, we just said.
Just to recap.
It's hard.
We got Dion at one.
Facts. Yep.
We got Hank Aaron at two.
Okay.
We got Dominique at three.
Yes.
We got Mike Vick at four.
Yeah.
And we struggling between Chipper Jones and Evander Holyfield.
The vote has said it. They said Holyfield.
I'm gonna say Holyfield.
So everybody saying Holyfield?
Holyfield
at number five.
Bro, Vick and goddamn.
Now you see my
other
argument.
Guy is not in front of Holyfield, bro.
I mean, Holyfield got too much.
Vick and Dominique are not in front of Holyfield.
The only boxer in history to win the undisputed championship in two weight classes in the three belt era. The only motherfucker ever.
Bro, stop, bro.
Hey, come on, man.
Y'all got Holyfield is in front of Dominique and Michael Vick, bro. That's just.
Oh, yeah, we're going to say that. It's my thing. He
so are we realigning? Are we realigning?
Yeah, man. I ain't know all the names.
All right, hold on. Let me.
There wasn't no list. You had to come up with it. That's the whole point of this.
Hold on. Okay. We know what I'm saying. It's flexible. It's subject to be moved. I ain't
it's
tripping.
It's fluid.
Right.
Stephen A.
So
the list is fluid.
Would anybody else here agree to move Evander Holyfield to number three? Yay, nay. I don't hear any.
Yay.
I don't have a strong argument against it.
Anybody against Holyfield now? You can't. Yeah,
anybody against it? That's what I'm saying. This
might take him out.
Evander.
With the losses?
No. You don't see what that should say. He was born at.
No. But he represented Atlanta.
Hey,
I mean,
this isn't from an Atlanta list.
Holyfield, this is a representing Atlanta list.
Now. I get. The only reason we were using
half the list ain't from the list.
No.
I agree, but the main reason we were using him, because I'm saying
Atlanta. He's Atlanta because he came out of boxing gym at East Point, Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
And from Bankhead.
That's really why he said that.
Hey man, the man from Bankhead. Yeah.
I knew he was from Alabama.
So we doing what?
I heard like LaGrange.
Oh no, I knew he was from Alabama. Right. I mean, so is Gucci Man, but y'all niggas still be hollering about Zone 6.
Right.
Yeah. So. But
we're going to have one day,
bruh,
intertwine in one of these conversations the where you from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you from conversation is.
Right. It's a totally different conversation altogether. I agree. It's a totally different conversation. So what we flipping?
Where are you from?
No. He's talking about what we flipping. We're doing Dion 1.
Are we? Yeah.
We already said Dion 1.
Are we?
Like, we already said. We agreed to that.
Yeah.
Dion 1.
Uh-huh.
Hank Aaron 2.
Yeah. Right. Evander.
Evander 3.
Evander 3.
Ooh, boy.
Got to be.
You have something against Evander Holyfield.
No, I don't know. Oh. It'll be good. Now I'm just talking about, you know, Dominique did average for 10 years 30 points a game. I mean,
it wasn't 30. Yeah.
No, 30. I'm looking at it. It was 30 points a game
for
at least.
For 10 years. Let me see it.
I ain't going over that. Not 29.8. I want to see that on them.
Hey, man, that man had nobody else going to bomb.
The only other person that could put the ball in the hole was Mookie and Stacey.
Played with John Battle and Doc Rivers.
If you're playing basketball at the park, but you Dominique, you wheeling. Because Dominique wheeled the whole goddamn
thing. Well, he is the wheel.
So yeah, we'll throw Neek at four.
Who?
Dominique at four.
Yeah.
And we got Vick at five.
And Vick at five.
So Vick dropped.
Yeah,
he dropped.
Nah, man,
Vick dropped from 4 to 5.
I still pushing for Vick, man.
Vick to go wide though.
Over Neek.
But once again, he just told you he averaged 10, 30 points over 10 years.
Vic ran from one side.
Pull it up.
Vic ran 500 yards in one play and scored.
500 yards.
So that's the shit I be talking about right there.
You ain't never seen no shit.
That shit ain't happened. It's about 500 yards on one play.
All right, 350.
He would run from Julius Peppers.
Sideline to sideline to sideline to sideline to the house.
No, when that.
500.
Bruh.
If I'm exaggerating, it's on one
hold
side.
Hold on, Leroy. Hold on, Leroy. What you got?
He averaged 30 twice. 30 is that.
Hey, man, your Google is crazy.
Oh, no. That's what I said.
20, hey, between 25 and 30.
That man Google no, lying like a motherfucker, man.
But I'm just saying.
Lying Google, boy.
I want to see it.
Okay, run down the list. Let's go. Run it down, the years. Run down to what you got.
I had to stand up.
You got 20, 17.
Couch ain't comfortable. It
17,
looked like, it
28, 30, 26, 28, 26, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28
nigga.
Every time about 25 around.
So Holyfield, Holyfield is number 3. Dominique still number 4. Vic number 5. All right.
Okay, bye.